Amen. Y'all got the joy this morning?
Yes.
Someone needs to tell your face. You ought to be standing up here looking back there. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If anybody has a right to be happy, it should be the Christian. And have the joy. I'm looking at a passage this morning in the book of Luke, chapter 2. You can be turning there if you would like. And I think I've got the right sermon for this morning. It looks like probably just looking out at the crowd, scanning the crowd this morning, it looks like probably that we could use this today. I'm preaching on how to have a Merry Christmas. And I told the wife, I said, I think it's the right sermon this morning. I said, I preached it I don't know how many times last night in my sleep. So I think I've got the right one. And we have a lot of, there's some Old Testament prophecy. And really, in the New Testament, we have Matthew and Luke records about the birth of Christ. Is the only thing we have in the Gospels of the record of his birth. John takes it all the way back, takes him all the way back to eternity, and takes it from there on. And you know, I was thinking back as a child one time. I got and there's only so many messages or so much that you can. I mean, we have a limited amount of resources of the account of Christ's birth. And I was thinking back as a child. One of the gifts that I got just as a little child that I remember was a kaleidoscope. You remember the cardboard tubes that you look through and you turn it and it's the same contents inside of it, but if you turn it, you look at things differently than what it was every time you turn it. And that's really what I'm doing here this morning. I'm looking at maybe the account of Christmas that we've seen before. I'm looking at it maybe a little bit different in a different so we can have a Merry Christmas. I mean, it's kind of a struggle sometimes. This time of the year, it's hard on different ones. Sometimes this is the first Christmas that you may have been without a father or a mother or a spouse that you've lost. And it's the first time that you celebrated without a loved one. And things can be difficult. But really, I'm looking at these passages this morning, and he gives us the instructions on how to have a Merry Christmas. And verse number 8, let's begin reading there, Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. It said, there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it were told unto them. Now, if I was to ask the congregation this morning, and we had and time would allow it, what would be your most memorable Christmas that you ever remembered? Some would no doubt base it upon maybe where you were at, maybe who you were around. Others would base it on maybe what you received. Some would base it upon unpleasant circumstances, but still you had a Merry Christmas in spite of it all. You know, sometimes things go wrong. I tell people whenever they ask me to do a wedding ceremony, you can ask my wife. Well, during marriage counseling, I'll get with them and I'll tell them that I promise you that something will go wrong. Don't get mad at me about it. I remember in our wedding that I was supposed to have, you know, back then in the 80s, it was popular for tuxedos to have tails. They left my tail off. One of our little boys that was supposed to be in our wedding, his shoes didn't fit. They had to cram his toes into the shoes, and he was walking around, just limping around because they hurt him so bad. If I had it to do over, I'd have that little boy just go barefooted. Our wedding cake, the fountain didn't work. You know, it was by the way, it was my most memorable wedding I've ever had. But sometimes things that go wrong, and it's the most memorable Christmas that we've ever had. I can remember times when the wife and I looked at each other and said, Merry Christmas, that's all we had to give each other. Some of my most memorable Christmases was when we didn't exchange gifts. We was thankful for what we had. Some are now grandparents. I remember back when my mom and dad was alive, we had our kids at home. It was their turn to spoil the kids. Some of y'all are grandparents now, and it's your turn to spoil the children. You can buy them whatever you want to buy them. If it's got 1,000 pieces, you could look at the parents and say, you put it together. I remember Dad buying our children things, and he said, you're a mechanic, you can do it. It was on me. And really, that's the gist of my message this morning, is he gives us some things that we can have to have a Merry Christmas. The first thing that you've got to do is look at the instructions. You know, I can remember the first bicycle I put together for the kids. I had to find the main part. That's kind of important. Make sure all the pieces are there. If you want to have a Merry Christmas, you better find the main part. And he tells us that in verse number 11. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You want to have a Merry Christmas, you've got to find the main part of Christmas. You leave him out and you will not have a Merry Christmas. You'll just have a Christmas. You cannot leave the main part out. He gives three titles to this little baby in a manger. A little baby in a manger. He calls him the Savior. That's the redeeming one. He calls him Christ. That's the anointed one. He calls him Lord. A little baby in a manger. That's the all-powerful one. He was all God. He was all man. He laid down his deity to be born of a virgin. In an old filthy stable. That's who he was. And if you don't have the main part, Jesus Christ, Lord, it is impossible to have a Merry Christmas. If we leave him out, we miss the whole purpose of Christmas. I remember it made the news in Tulsa a few years back. This is not just an isolated case. It happens nationwide. This time of the year, people will have out nativity scenes all over. Churches and different businesses and places of worship and places of residence will put out nativity scenes. And it is not uncommon for somebody to come and steal the baby Jesus out of the manger. It doesn't just happen in Oklahoma. It happens everywhere. They can steal Jesus out of the manger, but they can't take him out of the church. They can't take him out of my heart. They can't take him out of my worship. The devil has been trying to steal baby Jesus since the beginning of time. But he can't steal him. I asked Devon and Margaret to sing that song, "I've Got the Joy." You may say, well, that's not a Christmas song, but yo, yes, it is. You cannot have a Merry Christmas if you don't have joy. I've got the joy. The devil can't take it away. You say, well, I'm happy. Well, I'm glad you're happy. Happy is an emotion. Joy is real. It's something down in my heart. It's something the devil can't take it away. It's something that circumstances has no effect on. The joy that I have down in my soul. I look around and I see people that are busy with the hustle and the bustle and trying to get there and get here and to buy the perfect gift and worried about finances and worried about this and worried about that. They're missing the main part. And that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. I see here that sometimes when we read the instructions, the person that wrote the instructions may know exactly what they meant, but trying to interpret what some... Have y'all ever had any of those instructions? What in the world are they thinking? Sometimes we need to get some help to read the instructions. Look at verse number 17. It said, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which told them concerning this child. Sometimes we need to go tell others. Have a Merry Christmas. You can have this same joy that I've got. It don't have to be just a drag. It don't have to be based on conditions. Jesus Christ came as a babe in a manger. For you also. This should be a joyous time of the year. We've got the good news. Let us share it. I want to look in verse 18. He said, and all they that heard it wondered all those things which were told them by the shepherds. Take some time and think about what Christmas means. What was you thinking about when you got up this morning? I woke up with Jesus on my mind. Sister Brown got up and sang the song, Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. It's His star. It's not our star. That song that we sing here sometimes, Star of Wonder. That's His star. What's your mind focused on? How many things have I got to get done before Christmas? I've got so much to get done in so little time. How am I going to get it all accomplished? Sometimes we worry about finances. How are we going to make it stretch? And then on top of that, the water line breaks, Brother Rick. The car breaks down, Sister Jennifer. We're looking at repairs and we're looking at this break. And I think Rick or Tanya once said this week, when it rains, it pours. You know what the devil would like to do? He would like to steal the main part of Christmas if he could. Get our mind focused around all the problems and all the chaos and all the hecticness that's going on. And get our mind off of the main part of Christmas, and that's Jesus. You're thinking about all of these things. I can assure you, you won't have a very Merry Christmas. But when we begin to think, why did He come? Why did He go through such pain and suffering? Who am I that a king would lay down His life to come into a filthy stable? He came to a manger. To say that regardless of where you're at and how far you've gone, I'll come to you. He'll meet you where you're at in your condition that you're in so that you can too have a Merry Christmas this season. Who am I? And then I thought about another important thing when we're assembling a Merry Christmas. He tells us the instructions in verse number 19. In verse 19 said, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Do you ever get down to the end of completing a project that you just put together for your child and there's extra pieces? Don't throw them away. I remember, and I don't know how it happened. I don't know if it was something that accidentally got swept away. Mama always kept a clean house. But I remember Devon and I, we was sitting at we lived at that house right next to you where the, I can't think of their name now. They lived there. Morgans. We was living there at the Morgans house. And I remember us, we had graduated up. I think we had a 5,000 piece puzzle. Do you remember that, Devon? He's older than I am. He's got an excuse. But we had set that out at the kitchen table. You know how we used to do. We didn't have television back then. We set out and we would put that puzzle together. We would try every little piece until we found the piece that fit. And we would go on to the next piece. 5,000 pieces. If I remember correctly, it was a 5,000 piece puzzle. It was a big one. And we got everything done except for the last piece. And we had one piece missing. Don't throw it away. Mary kept these things and pondered on them in her heart. You know, the Bible was written at this time, the time that this account was given, it was written in Greek and Aramaic. We go back to the Old Testament, and they were written in Hebrew. We have a word called Selah. That meant to ponder on it. The Greeks did not have a word that meant that. She pondered on these things. Well, what did she ponder on? Well, if we go up here and look, we can find that in verse number 15. And let's just go up here to number 13, verse 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." And verse 15, we find out the shepherds showed up. She was pondering on these things. She kept them in her heart. At Christmas, I want you to think about the joy that God has given you. At Christmas, I want you to think about the victories that you have won, the battles that you have fought, the healings that you have received. I want you to think about the time the Holy Spirit has come and just ministered unto you. You may have been driving in your car or sitting at your house, and the Holy Spirit just come and spoke to you one-on-one. I want to think about the favor that God has shown you throughout the year. Some of y'all have been in good favor. I get some of those texts. I just got a bonus. I just got a pay raise. I just got this and I just got that. God has helped me. I've overcome this addiction. God has helped me. Keep those. Don't throw any of those pieces away. The devil would like to take those pieces and steal them and throw away where you'd never have them again. But stand on it. Don't give up any ground. The instructions to have a Merry Christmas. And lastly, I see in verse 20, he said, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." Keep going. Don't give up. Don't quit. But preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. If you'll remember, I mentioned circumstances at the beginning of the message. You're right, I don't know what you're going through. But I can tell you that it hasn't always been enjoyable. But I can tell you and promise you that He has always been faithful. He's always been faithful. Come back to the music, if you will. Do you know the main part of a Merry Christmas? I'm going to ask you just as simple as I know how to ask you this morning. Do you know that you're right with God? If you're not right with God, how can you have a Merry Christmas if you're missing the main part? Have you had any thoughts about the true meaning of Christmas this year? Or has it been just chaotic? Just another holiday? Everyone here this morning, and I'm promising you, everyone here this morning can have a Merry Christmas. But we have to look to Him, to Jesus, the main part. I think all of us here today can say that we have opened a package, went to assemble it, and something was missing. It doesn't work right if you're missing the main part. There's some things that I might get away with. I can improvise. But at Christmas, if you're missing Jesus, you're missing it all. You're missing everything. If you're here today and you're not right, and need prayer. Maybe you've thrown away some of the parts that you need. And we'll be honest and say, "Preacher, I need forgiveness today." Would you raise your hand? It'll just be another holiday without Him. I'm not going to try to embarrass you this morning. I just want to see you have a Merry Christmas. And you can't have a Merry Christmas without the main part. Some of you, the devil is just trying to steal the joy. Some of you may need to just remind him that it came from the Lord. And what the Lord gave you, he can't take it away. Instructions on how to have a Merry Christmas today. Everyone, regardless of circumstances or situation, regardless of finances, what you're going through, this can be the most memorable Christmas that you could ever have. The season that you give your heart to the Lord.